The music industry spotlight may be on Austin, but other cities are trying to profit from this music festival. Cities and even countries as far away as New Zealand have dispatched officials to the South by Southwest Festival. Their mission is to bring home more business or even elbow out Austin for rights to the title of Music City. From member station WPLN, Blake Farmer reports.
It is Music City USA for a reason.
This new web commercial isn't talking about Austin. It's Nashville. And Janet Miller of the Nashville Area Chamber of Commerce says she's in Austin playing defense.
It's very clear from seeing how aggressive some of these other cities are working on this that we can't just sit back and say, well, we are Music City and that's that.
For the first time this year, Nashville flew a formal contingent to South by Southwest. The group is collecting surveys about perceptions of Nashville and its country music roots. Members are also plugging a new study that found the city has the highest concentration of music jobs in the country. But Nashville is late to the game. Seattle has been sponsoring events in Austin since 2001. Memphis and Chicago are also there, along with entire states like Hawaii and Louisiana.
We've kind of taken our music for granted for centuries, really, but we haven't made a business out of it.
Sherry McConnell is the director of Louisiana's entertainment office. She's in Austin putting the hard sell on a new tax break.
It's 25 cents on every dollar that you spend recording a sound in the state of Louisiana, you will get back from the state.
McConnell says the rebate is modeled after Louisiana's film tax credit that has lured productions away from Los Angeles. The chairman of the Austin Music Commission says he's not offended by recruiting efforts in his own backyard. He says the industry will decide for itself the best location for making music. For NPR News, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.